World Sport from the BBC with me, Steve Crossman. Coming up in the Premier League, Tottenham Hotspur stay in the hunt for the top four by further hurting Sunderland's chances of getting out of the bottom three.
Adebayo twisting and turning, goes for the top, look, come on! It's poked in! And Sigurdsson wraps it up! Spurs have a fist on the stroke of full time!
We'll hear from both managers shortly. Elsewhere, three times Olympic champion distance runner Kenenisa Bekele tells us he's hoping to inspire Mo Farah. And stormy weather gets in the way of preparations for golf's first major of the year. We start with football. Tottenham Hotspur's hopes of qualifying for the Champions League have remained intact after a 5-1 win over relegation-threatened Sunderland at White Hart Lane. Spurs are still 5 points behind Arsenal, with Everton in between, but the victory at least keeps them in with a chance of a top-four finish. Christian Eriksen scored one and made two more for Tim Sherwood's side, who recovered from going behind to record a handsome win. The Tottenham manager says his side could have made the scoreline even more emphatic.
We bounced back well. I thought we controlled the game. We didn't score as many goals as we would like because I think we had 29 attempts at goal or something like that. It was very one-sided. And it was one-sided in a manner that they never give up. You know, they still had a go, but they were outclassed tonight. You know, we moved the ball around very, very well and we could have scored more goals.
Well, there has been some speculation about the future of the Spurs manager. We understand that will be discussed at the end of the season. Sherwood is less than 6 months into an 18-month contract. The Premier League picture now looks particularly bleak for Sunderland, though. The defeat keeps them bottom of the table. They do have 2 games in hand over their fellow strugglers, but Gustavo Poyet's side are 7 points from safety, with just 7 games remaining. The Uruguayan admits he can't hide from the severity of the situation.
Well, I'm realistic. You know, if we didn't win a game in the last 6 or 7, and now we need to win 4 from 7, you need something very special. We will try, there's no other way. For the last month and a half, it's been like that. People were thinking you need to win this game or you need to win that one, and at the end, we didn't win any.
The Norwich City interim manager Neil Adams says he's confident he can keep the club in the Premier League. Adams has replaced the sacked Chris Hughton for the final 5 matches of the season. Norwich are 17th in the Premier League table. They're 5 points clear of the relegation zone. Adams was coach of the Norwich youth team who won the FA Youth Cup last season. For him, getting the chance to coach the first team is a dream come true.
Absolute no-brainer, of course. I mean, there's a lot of people in this room know what the club means to me. I've been here almost 20 years now as a player and as a coach. And obviously to be offered the opportunity to manage a football club is an honour and a privilege. And it's something I'm looking forward to doing it with relish. And we're all very confident that we can get the outcome that we expect. Am I confident I can get the results to keep us in this division? Absolutely. It's not daunting, and I'm being honest with you. Obviously, I know the running, the 4 games, but I'm not even considering those 4 games at the minute. There's a huge game on Saturday. To be looking beyond that would be foolish.
Manchester United defender Patrice Evra believes that Wednesday's Champions League quarter-final second leg at Bayern Munich could salvage the club's stuttering season. United, who are 6th in the Premier League, are tied at 1-1 heading into the second leg in Bavaria.
Of course, it's unusual to say you can save your season in one game. Yeah, it's unusual. It's painful. We didn't do the job in the beginning. And if you are here, we deserve to be here. And that's it. Now make sure the fan will be proud again for the second leg against Bayern. That's the only thing we can do.
Athletics now, and the 3 times Olympic champion Kenenisa Bekele of Ethiopia says he hopes his victory in Sunday's Paris Marathon will inspire Mo Farah when he makes his full marathon debut in London on Sunday. Bekele, who won gold in the 5,000 and London on Sunday. Bekele, who won gold in the 5,000 and 10,000 metres at the 2008 Beijing Olympics, as well as the 10,000 metres in Athens 4 years earlier, has struggled with injuries over the past few years. But competing over the marathon distance for the first time, he clocked 2 hours, 5 minutes and 4 seconds, breaking the Paris race record set by Kenya's Stanley Biwott 2 years ago. Farah's record set by Kenya's Stanley Biwott 2 years ago. Farah goes into the London race as the world champion over 5 and 10,000 metres, having won gold over both distances at the London Olympics. And Bekele says he'll be watching his great rival.
My result of yesterday was maybe giving him, you know, confidence and, you know, look forward to do better thing. He raced, you know, more than 2-3 half marathon, so he got some experience, you know, how to run, how, you know, what going on, you know, what marathon in the long running. So I don't worry that he will face something difficulty. Of course, marathon is not easy, you know. It's when you join a new race, it is hard.
The man who captained the last Sri Lankan cricket team to win a global title is hoping Sunday's victory over India in the final of the World T20 can inspire them to success at next year's World Cup. Arjuna Ranatunga was the skipper in 1996 when Sri Lanka upset the odds. He says Sunday's victory can be a step toward another trophy.
2015 World Cup will be a very open, important one. It won't be that easy playing in Australia and New Zealand, but I'm sure that the way we have been playing positive cricket, I'm sure that we have a pretty good chance to get into the top in the 50-over format as well.
While Sri Lankan fans have been celebrating their side's win, Indian supporters have been focusing their disappointment on Yuvraj Singh. He's being blamed for their defeat on Sunday, as our reporter Rahul Tandon explains from Kolkata.
It's not just about what they've been saying, it's what they've been doing to Yuvraj's house. He's had stones thrown at it in Chandigarh. And, you know, I've never seen this before in my life, being an Indian cricket fan and working around cricket in India. When he was out yesterday, I was watching it in a bar with about 200 people. They all stood up and started applauding. And then Twitter almost exploded. Yuvraj was trending for a long time. People saying that speed breakers in India should actually be named after him because he was batting so slowly. This is a man who was man of the tournament when India won the World Cup in 2011 and the first T20 World Cup. A man who's come back from cancer to get back into the Indian team. But here, cricketers are like gods. And if you don't play well, you soon become the villain.
Only 2 hours of practice were possible at Augusta on Monday ahead of golf's Masters event because of the threat of lightning. The first major of the year gets underway on Thursday. At the course for the BBC is John Murray.
Now, it's been a really odd day so far today for the first day of Masters Week, when you're expecting to come here and see the place in immaculate condition and the sun shining. When we arrived here this morning, it was misty and grey and murky and wet. And what happened was thunderstorms swept across Georgia this morning. They arrived here at the Augusta National round about mid-morning when the practice rounds were underway. They were swiftly suspended, so the players had to come in off the course. The public were asked to leave, to go off the course altogether with thunder and lightning in the air, and it has effectively rained quite hard at times on and off during the course of the day, and the announcement came that the gates would not reopen today. But I can tell you that there is more rain forecast tomorrow, but it is said to improve as the week goes on.
The first of the women's majors in 2014 took place at the weekend at the Mission Hills course in California. Lexi Thompson was the winner. She says the victory can help build her confidence. At 19 years, 1 month and 27 days old, she's the second youngest winner of a major. She recorded her fourth win on the LPGA Tour with the victory.
It is the best day of my life. To win a major has been always a dream of mine, and to win the Craft Nabisco, that has always been a dream. It's such a huge honour to win the Craft Nabisco, and I'm just so thrilled. It hasn't hit me yet, I don't really think, what I've done, but I just had so much fun the last few weeks, and it showed. I'm pretty good friends with Michelle, and she's such a great competitor and an amazing player, and, you know, just playing with her and feeding off each other, she likes the bomb and off the tee, and we have very similar games, so it was great, and it was just a relaxing day out there.
And that's the latest world sport from the BBC.